भर। Shanti, today the father who is zero has come to meet his hero children. Hero means diamond. So the zero father has come to meet the hero children. Today, you have come to celebrate the father's birthday and along with that your own birthday too. Therefore, to all the children, whether they are physically in front or everywhere, in all four directions, Vaap Dada is congratulating to every one of you. Baba is in particular greeting you in three forms. First, as a father, then as a teacher, then as the Sadguru. Baap Dada is congratulating you in three forms: sustenance, study and blessings. To all the children everywhere, Baap Dada is giving all these three things. To all the children, Baap Dada is congratulating you, congratulating you, congratulating you. On this day, the day of on this day of the birthday, even the devotees celebrate. But you children know that this birthday is the birthday of the imperishable love of the father and the children. From this day onwards, the father and the children are together. And together they are, and together the father is with the children doing the task of transformation of the world. So you are together now, and as you have to return home, you have to return with the father. The father will not go without the children, and the children also will not be able to go without the father. Because this is the love of the heart. It's from the heart. And therefore, you will go back together, and then when you will come in your kingdom, you will rule along with Brahma Baba. Therefore, this birth is the most lovely and the most unique of all births. The value of this birth cannot be given to any other birth at any time in the whole cycle of 84 births, because at this time you are with the father. And therefore, this birth of yours is worth diamonds. Therefore, all of you have come to celebrate your birthday, or have you come to celebrate the father's birthday? Or has the father come to celebrate the children's birthday, and the children have come to celebrate the father's birthday? On this day, even the devotees everywhere celebrate this day as Shiv Ratri or Shiv Jayanti, the birth of Shiva or the night of Shiva, and they celebrate this day with great love. When Bhaktada sees the devotees on seeing the devotion of the devotees, even Bhakt Dada even gives the fruit of their devotion to them. But then there's a big difference between the way you celebrate and the way the devotees celebrate. They celebrate it as the night of Shiva, and you celebrate it as Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela, the period of Amrit, or the time of Amrit, the time of nectar, is the most elevated time. At Amrit Vela, Bhakt Dada fills the aprons of the children with all blessings. Your aprons are full with blessings, aren't they? Every day you receive blessings from the bestower of blessings. How many blessings has each child received from the father? You have received, each one of you has received so many blessings. And therefore your aprons are full with the blessings, and they... So all of you have reached here with lots of zeal and enthusiasm, and even Bhakt Dada, on seeing all the children, is very, very happy. Bhakt Dada is also very, very happy on seeing all the children, and he sings the song, "Wah, my children, wah." Children say, "Wah, Baba, wah." How great Baba is, how great. And Baba says, "How great my children are, how great they are." "Wah, bachche, wah," Baba says, and children say, "Wah, Baba, wah." All of you who now belong to the father, you are those few out of multi-millions souls in the world. There are so many millions of souls, but out of those, it is only you children who are called by the father as my lucky and lovely children. So out of all the millions, you are those few ones, few children. You have that intoxication, don't you? That we are those few out of millions of souls, few children out of those millions of souls who are most, most fortunate souls. However big positions souls may have in the world today, however it is only you children who have recognized the Father and are celebrating the Father's birthday. You are those few out of millions of souls everywhere in the world. So you are happy to know, is it not, that you are those few out of multi-millions? You have that intoxication, don't you? Raise your hand if you think you have. And is this intoxication imperishable too? It is imperishable one, is it not? Not the one which is only sometimes. It is all the time, and it will be there all the time. Maya does take your test. You have the experience of it, don't you? Maya has more love for Baba's, for God's children. But the children know very well that Maya has great love for God's children right from the beginning, and it has relationship with them. Maya and God's children both have connection with one another. Maya's work is to come and what is the work of you children? To drive it away from a distance itself, not allow it to come close to you. Do you allow Maya to come close to you? No, you should drive it away from a distance. If you allow it to come close to you, then it forms a habit of coming to you. Because Maya also understands that you allow it to come to you, and therefore it says, okay, let me go. But then Baba sees that many children, they do allow Maya to come. Not just allow Maya to come, but they also show hospitality to Maya, although it may be just giving water to it. you know, in what way they show their hospitality to Maya? They become influenced by Maya. And think that, well, the too late boat hasn't been put up yet, and there is still some time left. I am making effort, and I'll surely reach the destination in time. Maya too thinks then that first of all you let it come to you, and then it says, oh, this one is helping me, cooperating with me, it is even giving me hospitality. Therefore, those who recognize Maya, they will not do this. But then there are many children who make a mistake of not even recognizing Maya. They cannot recognize whether it is Maya's dictates or Baba's dictates. And because they cannot recognize this difference, they are influenced by Maya. However, Baba tells to his lucky, Mahavir, brave children, children, do not allow Maya to come to you. Because if you allow it to come and then you try to chase it away, don't waste your time in that. Why? Because time is short. And in the promise which you have made, that we will become world transformers and we will become world transformers, we will become world servers, or we are world transformers, we are world servers, and we will give Baba's introduction to the whole world and make them get the inheritance of mukti. That task is still not complete, because not completed yet. The task is not completed yet, and therefore, in order to complete that task, you need that time. But if you give your time in chasing away Maya, then the promise that of being a world transformer, how will you finish that task? You are the father's companions, aren't you? Right at the time of birth, you made a promise that, Baba, I will stay with you, I will go with you. And therefore, all the powers which you have received from Baba with the support of those powers, you have to chase away Maya even from a distance. Do not take time in this. Chase it away from a distance itself. Do not take time in this. See, you have been making effort for the past over 70 years, and even now, till now, you let Maya come and then take time to drive away Maya. That shouldn't happen. Now is not the time for that. Why? Because you also know about it. You are knowledgeful, aren't you? You have the knowledge of the whole drama. This is why knowledgeful children should know in what they should give their time. You have to accumulate many, many treasures. Or you have to accumulate two main treasures. One treasure is the treasure of thoughts, and the other is the treasure of time. You have to save them, because both these treasures are very great treasures, thoughts and time, and you know it very well, because you are the knowledgeful children of the knowledgeful father. So you are master knowledgeful, aren't you? Full. Not pull, but full. Some are knowledge pull. They are not knowledge full. But you are knowledge full, aren't you? All of you are knowledge full. Raise your hand if you think you are. Knowledge full. Knowledge full, not knowledge pull. Maybe Baba means a pool, knowledge pool, but full. Full knowledge, everyone is knowledge full. Knowledge is full in there in you. You know how you have the knowledge of driving away Maya too, don't you? Those sitting in the back, do you have the knowledge of driving away Maya? Okay, yeah, they all are raising their hand. And they are waving flags to Baba. So Baba is saying, you are waving flags. What about the mothers? You all have the knowledge of driving away Maya. What about double foreigners? Even double foreigners? Even they have their flags and they are waving to Baba. Very good. See, the scene looks so beautiful. Look behind. This is a beautiful scene. So say, okay, you are waving, the flags are looking very beautiful. So, to be knowledgeful means the one who is able to drive away Maya even from a distance. You are like that, aren't you? Baba gives a big smile. He's happy to see his children, no? So Baba says, why? Because Bab Dada has already told you that the bank to accumulate the treasures is open only at this time, at the confluence age. Then in the whole Kalpa again, the bank to accumulate will not exist. Whatever you accumulate now, only that will be used in the future. But the bank to accumulate, to save, is only at this time. It opens only at this time, at the confluence age, when you can save it, your treasures in this bank. This is why, what do you give in the message? What do you tell everyone? That if not now, then never. You say this, don't you? To everyone. So you too remember it, don't you? That if not now, then never. It is now or never. You are also aware of this, aren't you? You remember it all the time. You serve for yourselves too, don't you? Because this birth of the in the confluence age, though it's a small birth, but it is a very invaluable birth. It is an invaluable birth. The value of this birth lasts for the whole Kalpa. Therefore, do you check to what extent is my what extent am I saving in my account, or how much am I saving in my account? Is it that much as we want it to be? Is that much accumulating as much as you want it to be? Because Bab Dada has already told you earlier that now the time is not to walk, that time has finished. Now is the time to fly. The time for making efforts is also finished. Now is the time for making intense efforts. It's not the time to just make efforts, but the time to make intense efforts, and that also, the time is very short. This is why Bab Dada tells the double foreigners, Baba gives title to the double foreigners, double effort, double intense effort makers. See, are you double intense effort makers, aren't you? Raise your hand if you think you are. Everyone, all those who think that they are double intense effort makers, raise your hand. Yes? I was looking around. Who's raising their hand? Yes. Along with congratulating you on your birthday, Bab Dada is also congratulating you multi-million times for this too. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Baptist observed that the homework which Baptist gave to you of okay. Many children did pay attention to this homework. But very few took 100 marks. There were more with 50 marks. That is, had 50% marks. But Bap Dada wishes, should Baba tell you what Bap Dada wishes? Bap Dada's wish for each and every child is because you are the lambs of Bap Dada's hopes unto you, and you are the ones. You are those Mahavir, brave children who fulfill Bap Dada's hopes, and therefore, this is Bap Dada's wish that according to the time, if you, if you do not accumulate in your account of accumulation of making intense efforts for a long time, for which Bap Dada keeps on reminding you again and again, then you have to remember those two words. Suddenly and ever ready, and third, long period of accumulation. These three words you have to keep remembering all the time, because Bap Dada wants that in your kingdom. Now, of course, you have the happiness, don't you, that your kingdom is coming soon. You have this happiness, don't you? So just as you give the message that the Father has come, similarly, also give, also you give the good news to all that your deity kingdom of peace and happiness is also going to come soon. When you give this message to everyone, you also make your efforts also intense. Making efforts for a long time, in making intense efforts for a long time also, is it not? Because you have to claim the full kingdom for 21 births. Therefore, this account to get the kingdom for full 21 births, you have to have a lot of accumulation in your account. Because if you come after a few births in your kingdom, it is just like entering your home, your house, which was built 3 months before. So what it is like coming after 3 months, The same thing is coming after three births. So what's the use of that? You have to come right at the beginning. So who will come right at the beginning? The lucky, lovely children, the one who has won the father's heart throne, will come in the first birth. The one who accompanies Brahma Baba and that is comes with him in this world. You like this? You want to become that? The child who accompanies Brahma Baba right from the beginning. For that you'll have to do something. You like it. You like to come along with Brahma Baba. Brahma and Baba also likes it. But what will you have to do for that? Okay, past is past. Forget the past. Bhaktada forgives you for that. And everyone is clapping because Baba said Baba forgives you for the past. But from now onwards, this is what gift will you give to Baba on his birthday? You have to give some gift to Baba on his birthday, is it not? It is the father's birthday. You come here to celebrate the father's birthday. So what gift will you give to Baba on his birthday? You have to fulfill the father's hope. Whatever hope, wishes Bap Dada has for the children, that you have to fulfill. Even the last child can fulfill Bap Dada's hopes and go fast. All the first timers, raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. Raise your hand high, all the first timers who are meeting Baba for the first time in this Kalpa. See, so many hands are raised. You can see on the screen. Therefore, to all the children, even the children who have come for the first time, especially to those who have come for the first time, Bap Dada is congratulating you multi-million times more. And along with that, Baba is telling you how you can create your fortune, because the two-legged boat hasn't been put up yet. Even if someone has come late and makes good efforts, he can really go last so fast and come first, that is, come in the first division. Well, it will not be first because the first is already announced, but he can come in the first division. Okay, you like this too, don't you? To come in the first division, all the first timers, Baba is telling them, asking them, you don't mind, you're happy, you know, to come in the first division because you still have a chance. Baba will give you a seat. But for that, you'll have to do something for that. You will have to do something for that. You will have to pay attention to every breath of yours, every thought of yours, that is every in every breath and every thought, that is your every breath and every thought should be a powerful one, a strong one, and it should not go a waste. To everyone, whether it is those who have come at the beginning or those who have come late, what is the title of all of you? The title of all of you is My Powerful Children. You are not weak children. When Bab Dada gives Yad Pyar, love and remembrance, what does he say? Every day is Yad Pyar, love and remembrance. He tells you, my dear, lovely, sweet, long lost, now found children, the one, the children seated on the father's heart throne. He tells you all this, doesn't he? Therefore, Baba is giving this golden chance to all of you. You should take it. Baba is bound to give to you, but you should be able to take it. Anyone who will say, I'm an intense effort maker, you have the chance, even if you have come late, because the too late board hasn't been put up yet. And once the too late board is put up, then finished. Baba saying, then finished. So, what birthday gift are you going to give to Bab Dada? You have come to celebrate his birthday. Is it not? On your birthday, Bab Dada gave you a special gift that 90% intense efforts on your side, and if that is there, 90%, then 10% Baba will give you grace marks and you can become 100%. That is the present Baba is giving you on your birthday. Do you accept it? So finish all the waste. Just as, see, in golden age, the deities, you know, when they come here, they don't know the language of this place. You use the word effort in front of them. They say, what are you saying? What effort? Because they don't make any effort. Because they are reaping the fruit there. Similarly, for you intense effort makers, even in your dreams, in your thoughts too, or and in your practical actions too, what waste really is, that should finish. It shouldn't be there at all. Do you have the courage? Bab Dada will give you 10% marks in grace if you do it. Do you accept it? Yes, raise your hand if you accept this offer. 90% on your side and 10% Baba will give you. How much percent confirmation is this? 101%. Because, you know, Bab Dada doesn't like without his children. He doesn't like to be on his own. He likes to be with his children. Because Baba knows that when you say, my Baba, Baba says my child and you say my Baba, and the moment you say that, it means you have to become like Baba, because Baba says my child and you say my Baba. So when you say my Baba, it means you have to become like Baba. Now is the need of having a determined thought. You have also got a book printed, is it not? And there's a book called name is the key to success is determination. The key to success is determination. Determination is the key to success. And therefore, don't make this word determination or success common words. They're very powerful words. Who are you? Just imagine. See, if a president of a country, he behaves in a very ordinary manner, will it look good? No. And who are you? You are the residence, or you are seated on three thrones. The biggest throne is Bap Dada's heart throne. You are seated on three thrones. The biggest throne is Bap Dada's heart throne. Therefore, those who are seated on the Father's heart throne, are going to become the companions in the first birth, is it not? Though it will be only one who will sit on the throne, but you can at least come in the family of the sovereigns, in the royal family of the sovereign. So you are the ones who fulfill the company. You will go with Baba, with him, that's definite. Whatever you may be like, but Baba will definitely take you back home, even if Maya pulls you here, but Baba will surely, definitely take you back home, come what may. But then you, what will you do after that? Will you stay back home? Brahma Baba will go down in the golden age and you will stay back in Paramdham. Will it look good that you stay back and Baba goes to golden age, Brahma Baba goes to golden age? You are Raj Yogis, aren't you? What title do you give to yourself and to others also? What do you teach? Do you use Raj Yoga or Praja Yoga? Royal Yoga to become a sovereign or Praja Yoga to become a subject? Yoga to become a sovereign or yoga to become a subject? No, so you're not Praja Yogi, but you're Raj Yogi. Therefore, will all of you remember the gift Baba has given to you? For how long will you remember this? Till the end, won't you? Bap Dada has noticed that children do make efforts a lot. When Bap Dada sees children working very hard, then Baba doesn't like, you know, children laboring so much. This is why just stay in love. Stay in love, then labor will finish. Say, my Baba. With love.
And then anything else which you think is mine is finished. When you say my Baba, then all the other my finish in that. There's a toy which you bring, don't you? You know, the Russians bring this, a special toy of Russia. A doll and another doll in that doll, another doll in that doll, another doll in that doll, and then the big doll and then the tiny doll was all coming from one doll. So in one Baba, everything is included. So you are the ones who say my Baba, don't you? Aren't you those who say my Baba? Yes? It's not that the Maharati's Baba, it is everyone's Baba. So all of you say my Baba, don't you? When you say my Baba, then everything is merged, all the limitations of other types of my finish. There's such a big difference when you say my Baba. And you say yours, mine, and yours. Such as in Sindhi language, ma and ta is this difference of only one dot. So you all say my Baba, don't you? Are you sure? Everyone? How much percentage in this my Baba? 100%? Or 101%? 101%? Just raise your finger. Those who think 101, even more than 100, raise one finger. Baba's looking at the dadis too. Raise your hand and put one finger up. Baba's looking everywhere and see even those on the TV are watching. I mean, those are, everyone is watching on the TV too. When they celebrate Shiv Jayanti, they celebrate three things. It's a wonder that all these methods or the festivals celebrated, they have copied so well. Baba congratulates them too for really copying so well. There are three things which they celebrate. One is they observe a fast. They've actually copied you. But then that observance of a fast is temporary. You children, from the time you belong to Baba, you said you belong to Baba, you also observe the fast. One is the fast of purity, which is not only celibacy, but is brahmachari, means following Brahma Baba accurately. You know what many children do? They do observe a fast of the big vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, Baba said. But then they don't pay attention to the smaller vices. But then the small ones will become big ones. They are also no less. At the right time, they can deceive you. Even the small ones can deceive. It's like a small mouse or a rat. It's very tiny, but then it's very clever in cutting, in biting. It blows and it bites. And the person who's bitten by a mouse will not even come to know that he's being bitten, because the mouse blows also along with it, along with biting. And therefore many children think, well, I don't have anger, but irritation comes and I have to get irritated. But then, can it be called that one is nearing perfection if he has irritation in him all the time? What did Baba do? Did he observe complete fast, or did he have those small traces in him? So you are like the father, aren't you? That you also have observed complete fast of purity, is it not? Or is it just celibacy? What is your title? Completely viceless, is it not? Highly disciplined in all disciplines. Or is it that you can break some disciplines? So those who think that as I have said my Baba, you raised your hand in that, didn't you? You say my Baba. So when you say my Baba, then you will have to become like Baba. It's just a matter of one dot. Whenever the thought comes, this thing belongs to me, Mira, my, at that time you say, Baba, it's yours. And then the thought will change. It's just a matter of my and yours. The moment you think something belongs to you, at that time you tell, no, Baba, it belongs to you. And only then you will be able to win the Father's heart throne. So this is one fast which you have to observe all the time. It is the fast of purity. It is becoming complete. It is in observing all the disciplines. Those people in the world, the bhagats, they to observe a fast, but then they do it only for one day. It is just like a pinch of salt in the dough. But then for you it is complete fast. The second is when they hold a fast, they do eat pure food, or when they observe some disciplines, they eat pure food. You also eat pure food, don't you? Or do you get tired sometimes? Okay, I'm tired of cooking anything, let me just eat whatever is there. Do you do that? If you get tired of cooking, see what the youth do. You know the kumars? Raise your hand, all the kumars. All the kumars, raise your hand. Okay, very good, so many kumars. Kumaris, raise your hand. All the kumaris, raise your hand. Even double foreigners, kumaris, unmarried sisters. Yeah, there are many kumaris. So, have the kumars fulfilled this fast of eating pure food, or sometimes do you get tired? and also the fast. So those Kumars who are fulfilling this fast of eating pure food, they raise their hand. Raise your hand high. If you're observing this discipline of eating pure food. So you're passed. It is good. Congratulations. Multi-million times, congratulations to you. Of course, you have to really work hard. It needs hard work. But then because of love for Baba, even this hard work is changed into love for Baba. So people have copied you, haven't they? They keep a fast. And but that also only for one day. Or they eat pure food only for one day. But for you, it's whole life. So it's the serving of fast for one whole life, which goes on for the whole life, because later on you won't have to make any efforts. In this life, little bit efforts are there, little bit renunciation is there, but then the reward of this renunciation is very great. And what else do they do on this day? They stay awake whole night. In what way have you stayed awake? They don't go to sleep whole night on Shivratri night. And what do? You have renounced the sleep of ignorance. That you will also, you have conquered that sleep too, is it not? You don't sleep. You don't sleep at any other time except when the need is. Not that you doze away anywhere. No, you know, Baba is showing his acting. You know, when you go to sleep, you're sitting somewhere and you just fall asleep. Many have this habit. You know, of they're sitting and then they're dozing off. So, many have this habit, Baba is saying. Baba says, you have renounced so much, you have made a determined thought. Then why does this determined thought become weak? You don't know how to tighten the screw? What is the screwdriver for tightening the screw? It is making a promise, a vow, a pledge. That's a screwdriver to tighten the screw of determination. So what work is still remaining? What work is remaining? Say. The work of revealing the Father is still remaining. You are making efforts for that, is it not? You say, my Baba has come. Why do you hoist Shiv Baba's flags? Whenever you do any task, you hoist a flag of Shiv Baba. Today also, Shiv Baba's flag will be hoisted. Now, whose flag do you hoist? It is the flag of Bab Dada, is the flag of service, it's the flag of birthday, which will be hoisted, or which is hoisted. Just as when you hoist a flag, that you pull the string and you keep pulling the string till the flag opens up fully. You don't leave the string until the flag has opened up, unfurled fully, and the flower petals which are in the flag fall on you. So you keep pulling till then. And therefore, Baba says, that's your wish, is it not, to reveal the Father in the world? Therefore, the staying awake or keeping a fast, the more you do it, the more quickly will Baba be revealed. You wish Baba's revelation to take place, is it not? So who are the ones who are going to bring time closer? It's all of you, is it not? You are the ones who are going to bring time closer. The true server children. You are the true server children who are going to bring time closer. The true world transformers. That's what you are. You like this gift of the birthday, what you have to give and what you have to take. It's not that you have to only give, but you also to take. So those, raise your hand, those who say that they will do both, give and take, on Baba's birthday and your birthday. You'll give to Baba and take from Baba. The gift Baba is given. Okay. See, your face is coming on the screen. And if somebody has raised his hand and then later on he fails, he'll see his photo and then he'll remember again. So raise your hand again. And Baba's telling the brothers who are working the television, that take everyone's photo, everyone's face, let it come on the screen. See the screen, your face is coming. Your gleaming, smiling, happy faces. So, congratulations to you. Dada has received so many greetings from everywhere. Everyone writes in the letter or in the card or in the email that greetings to you from me. My greetings first to you, Baba, on this day. And Bab Dada also says that Baba accepted yours greetings first of all. Baba doesn't give numbers. Baba has accepted the greetings of everyone first. And the greetings coming from the heart of all of you, Baba accepted all that together. See, so many lovely greeting cards are being put on display. And even those who are sitting far and listening and watching on into internet, they're also clapping. Baba is seeing you, seeing them. And everywhere they are singing the song of congratulations, congratulations in their hearts. Not just physically, but in their hearts they are singing. They are singing from their hearts. Because the song which you sing from the heart doesn't need effort. The moment the joy comes, happiness comes, you start singing from inside. Because happiness is the key to start singing song inside the heart. The moment you say, my Baba, sweet Baba, this is like a key which starts your song inside. Isn't this the key? It's not the key which is used only sometimes. It has to be used all the time. Bab Dada doesn't like if someone's face or words or actions are even with little bit of worry, little bit of stress or of waste thoughts or of sorrow. When Baba sees that on anyone's face, Baba doesn't like it. Just imagine you are God's children, and if God's children don't stay happy all the time, then who else will? It's you, is it not? And therefore, never, never make your face of showing any worry or stress. If any worry comes, of any time, if it comes at that time, you think, Baba is my companion. Baba, you take it. And you just become a well-wisher, that's all. Tell Baba, Baba, you are my companion, you take this, and I am the well-wisher of all. Because see, Bab Dada is always happy, and if children are not happy or they are, they wilt, then will Baba like it? Just imagine whose children you are. You are God's children. Therefore, never allow your face to wilt. Even if a big mountain of problems comes, but you can change that mountain into cotton wool. Just make yourself be combined with Baba. Then that mountain will turn into cotton wool, because the almighty authority is with you. You may be weak, but your companion is almighty authority. He is combined with you. Then use that. Don't just think of it or just say it, but use it. Therefore, let your face be always smiling. and let your heart always feel fortunate. So, Father, I love your rhyming words in Hindi. Khushnima, khush, khush, naseeb. Khushnima is like a cheerful face, and khush, naseeb is fortunate. So, let Baba be proud of you and say that if you want to see anybody's face cheerful, happy, and heart fortunate, see the children of God in all the centers. Should Baba proclaim that? Never, never you should wilt. Never. Never should you wilt. Why should you wilt? Do you lack anything? Well, if you lack, then only wilt. What do you lack? Baba is giving you the nourishment of happiness. Supposing there is something lacking, for example, maybe lacking health or lacking wealth, but then it is said that happiness is the greatest nourishment. Happiness is the greatest treasure. So that if you say treasure, means it becomes your wealth, is it not? So you have that wealth, don't you? The wealth of happiness. Raise your hand if you think you have the wealth of happiness. So you have the wealth then, if you have happiness, is it not? And happiness is also a big nourishment. It's the greatest food. There could be no better nourishment than happiness. Even if somebody gives 36 variety dishes of food, but if there's no happiness, then there's dryness in that. But if there is happiness, then even a dry chapati will give you happiness, which those 36 variety dishes could give. And Baba's promises that the one who keeps a true heart, a clean heart, a big heart, three words remember, true heart, clean heart, and big heart. So those who have these three types of heart, if all the three are there in you, even on seeing the conditions of the world, you are seeing the conditions of the world already, but let there be any condition of the world, but if these three things are there, three types of heart is there, then you will surely get dal and roti. Baba will give you that. He'll make sure that you get it somehow. Maybe Baba will not get you a few vegetables to eat, but dal and roti, that they say in bhakti, you know, dal roti khao prabhu ke gun gao. Just eat dal roti and sing God's praise is enough. You have the experience of it, don't you? Those who came at the beginning, the old ones, they have experienced all this. But did they stay hungry? Did they go hungry? On the contrary, you know, jaggery is supposed to be a poor man's food, jaggery. So what Baba used to do, he used to take the jaggery and melt it and make it into bone vita. You know, that's what it used to be. And then Baba used to serve himself. He used to put in everyone's mouth that and bone vita. Baba used to call that bone vita. So Baba is saying, Baba never made anyone go hungry. Even you may not get pulses to eat. Even this bone vita, just jaggery is enough. That will fill the stomach. Learn to cook, learn to make it. Everyone should learn to make bone vita from jaggery. Jaggery is the cheapest thing and it has got a lot of nourishment. also at the time of need, even his bone vita is very good. It will give you nourishment, Baba is saying. But remember four things. It's not that you lack in one, because then you will have to look for it. You won't find it easily. Therefore, check whether all the four things are there. One is truthfulness, honesty in every way, physically, mentally, wealth-wise, relationships, honesty. And big heart. And if someone has a big heart, then his wish is definitely fulfilled, or automatically is fulfilled. Just have a big heart. Do it. Try it. And if someone has a big heart, his wish will definitely be fulfilled. If you keep a small heart, then everything becomes, everything shrinks, everything gets cut down. If Baba, God, the highest, the Almighty, is pleased with you, then what do you lack? Therefore, make efforts in this way, okay? And then clap. All the greetings and the congratulations and all the attainments, the blessings. Clap for all that. Okay, what is to be done now? So Muniben is getting up. It's Karnataka zone which has served this time. So she's telling, going to tell Baba.
Baba seva Karnataka zone
ka hai. Karnataka zone has served all those of Karnataka. 8,000 have come from Karnataka. Only just Karnataka state. Only from one state, 8,000 have come. Karnataka. It's Muni Ben is saying it's like a flood from there. 8,000 from Karnataka, South India. Very good. There's so many teachers too. Mrityunjay Bhai is also standing up. And Muni may say, oh, you also have come from Karnataka, what? So, to all the teachers in particular, Bap Dada is greeting all of you on your birthday. Why is Baba greeting you specially? Because you have made them so much worthy that they have become worthy to serve in the yajna. So whether they are going to stay for 10 days or 11 days and serve in the yajna, if they are serving accurately, with the right method, in the right way, then the 11 days they serve in the yagya is like getting attainment for 11 births. Serving for 11 days is like it will be getting attainment for 11 births. Because the charity which you earn here at this time accumulates, you are happy until to serve at this time, this extra happiness. To reach Madhuban is one form of happiness, and then to serve in Madhuban is extra treasure of happiness. And also you have made them worthy to serve. Therefore teachers especially are giving congratulations. And the mothers raise your hand, mothers of Karnataka raise your hand. There are so many mothers at the back. Congratulations to the mothers as well. Because they don't only look after Madhuban, but they also look after the centers. Right from the beginning, Bhaktada has been saying that wherever there are mothers in a center, that center is always full. The bhandara, the kitchen, and the Baba's box, both are always full wherever there are more mothers. So special congratulations to the mothers and the Pandavas, the married brothers, the married brothers. Baba is seeing them. Brothers this time are less than the sisters, so Baba is seeing them. See, you two have one speciality. Just as mothers have their speciality, those who are householders, they also have a speciality, the other kumars. Because when both come to Baba, they are each other's companions and there are no obstacles. There are no obstacles, but if they both don't come, and then there could be some problem. But when both are alike, then both can go ahead in service very well. They can spare a lot of time in service. Even the youth, the kumars, can give their time, but other kumars can give more time. How you do double work? You do double work. One is you can give more time in service of the world, and secondly, you can make your body be used more in a worthwhile way, because both agree with each other, and therefore you can make your body, mind, wealth be used in a worthwhile way as much as you want. There won't be any obstruction. because there's no obstruction. Obstruction in the mind is another matter, but if there's there should be no obstruction of relatives. So if that obstruction is not there, then you can make everything be used in a worthwhile way. Therefore, you have a very special part in the yajna. When the other kumars see the other, and when people see the other kumars is mothers, is householders, then more and more people come to Baba, because when they see in the yajna, people from all professions come, people from families come, all families come, and they live in their household, they do their responsibilities, they take care of everything, and yet they follow the principles. So people are attracted because of this. Before, the atmosphere was different, people were afraid to come because they would think that we have to leave everything, but now they know they don't have to leave anything, because so many family men come to Baba. And they know that they can do double work, stay in their household and yet do this. And that they also get help. Did you understand? Okay, you may sit down. Baba's about 1200 double foreigners from 80 countries. Okay. Raise, stand up, all double foreigners. All the double foreigners, please stand up. 1200 from 80 countries. I was looking around. Don't say double foreigner. Call them double intense effort makers. You like this title of yours, don't you? Double intense effort makers. A Hindi word is double purusharthi. Double purusharthi. Double tivra purusharthi. Double intense effort makers. Bab Dada is very happy on seeing the double foreigners. Because the double foreigners have become the decoration of Madhuban. Many come from different states of India, so why should double foreigners not be less? In this also you have done good race. 80 countries have reached this time. Therefore, when Bab Dada sees so many of you, he is so happy that all of you who come here, you all have included yourselves in one culture. You all belong to one Brahmin culture. Is it not? Raise your hand if you think it is. Now, you will not say that we belong to our country's culture, foreign culture. No, all are of Brahmin culture. When you came, of course, you belong to different cultures. When But then you overcame all those cultures. That culture was a big wall which you crossed very easily. Now it doesn't seem at all that you belong to different cultures. No. See, look around. See, all belong to one Brahmin culture. It looks so beautiful, doesn't it? It's all one culture. Just as at the beginning, when the children came to Baba, they were like different, branches of different trees, because they came from different families, different backgrounds. Everything was so different. But then, right at the beginning, Bhaktada said that you have come from different backgrounds. You are like branches of different trees, but then you have come together and formed one tree of sandalwood. It is, you have become one tree of sandalwood. So all of you also have become one tree of sandalwood, is it not? So that at the beginning they became branches of one sandalwood. This is how they spread the sandalwood fragrance everywhere. It also, the fragrance reached foreign lands too. That is why you have come. So you too came from different backgrounds, different cultures, but now you have become one of one culture. You like it, don't you? You like it? Then wave to Baba if you say you like it. Yes. I hope you don't find it difficult sometimes. Yeah, when you go to work, your job, you wear your lucky dress, that's fine, Baba Singh, it doesn't matter. Baba says, there's one other thing which Baba likes of the double foreigners very much. You know what that is? That all those who are instruments for service, looking after centers, NCOs, NCs and CCs, Baba said they have one speciality, how they cook their own food. They cook their food, they conduct classes, they give courses to students, and they also do a job. They do so many things. When children of Bharat went abroad first time, they saw the speciality of the double foreigners. They would give class, they after the class would finish. Even they would, they would make bread for 7 days, cook food for 7 days, and because they would not get time to cook every day, so they would finish the class and just eat what they had cooked, and just eat and go for service. They used to do everything very quickly. They did on their own, and this is how they brought about expansion in service. At the beginning, it was just one London when service began. Those of London, UK, raise your hand. All those of London and UK, raise your hand. So from one, you have become so many now, is it not? This is why Bhaktada has given you a title, Double Intense Effort Makers. And service abroad helped in creating souls from different religions too. Of course, they may have a Christian background, but then not just the Christian background, but even Muslim background. There's so many hidden jewels of Baba there, and they are moving forward so well. And they are serving in a very beautiful way. Baba remembered that child, Wajiha, I think Baba's remembering her, Wajiha of Kuwait, I think Baba's remembering her, who's opening the center.
Uska naam Wajiha.
Wajiha Shashi Bene. Wajiha.
Yeah.
She came in the last group. In that, in two groups earlier, she came. And also those of Africa are doing very good service. They too are doing very well. So you like this title of yours very much, don't you? Double intense effort makers. You are that, aren't you? Are you double intense effort makers? Raise your hand if you say you are. Yes? Yes? Okay. The instrument teachers worked hard on you. This is why to all the instrument teachers, to Papdada is congratulating them specially for really working hard on the students. Now you are reaping the fruit of your hard work. Papdada has told you earlier that the title that God is a world benefactor became more visible when double foreigner service began, when service began abroad. Therefore, to all the double foreigners from all the different countries you have come, to all of you, along with those who are in your country, all the Brahmins in that country, multi-million times birthday to all of you. Also, Bapdada likes it very much when he sees all of you come together and hold meetings together. The RCs, the NCs, Baba's remembering them. You come together and make plans for the whole year. You hold these meetings in the atmosphere of Madhuban, along with Bap Dada and the instrument seniors, and get their good feelings and pure wishes for the success of your plans, and therefore the result of that is very good. What Papdada really wanted, Baba is saying he wanted, but today He wanted that to happen, but now Baba is seeing the result taking place in front of him. For that too, congratulations. So Bab Dada says, wow, my children, wow, my lucky children, lovely children, wow. He keeps singing the song of wow, wow for all of you. Okay, you may sit down. All the different meetings of different professional groups. Baba is those different professional groups that are doing their meetings, no, Baba? So Baba is saying, do the meeting.
अलग अलग विंग वालों ने यहाँ जो आए हुए थे आपस में छोटी छोटी मीटिंग
So those, otherwise today no special meetings of different wings, but then the different, the trustees of the global hospital did their meeting. Yes, Baba Singh, you must hold meetings because Bab Dada has said, whatever Bab Dada has said has not been done yet. Therefore, you should have meetings. And just as Bab Dada has said, that no, Bab Dada has said that who are the souls in your contact, in relationship, who are cooperative, so it should be known. Otherwise it's okay, you are moving forward in these wings programs, it is good. Okay, what is to be done now? Only where Shashi Ben said to give love and remembrance. Okay. The children everywhere who are seated on Bab Dada's heart throne, to all the intense effort makers, effort maker children everywhere, to all the children everywhere who have accepted the gift Bab Dada is giving to them. And also gave the gift to Bab Dada in their thoughts, who have made that thought take a determined form. To such determined effort makers who have taken a vow to reveal the Father to all such children, Bab Dadas, lots and lots of love from the heart. And love and remembrance from the heart. And greetings, congratulations to all of you again and again.